President Biden has a plan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and he's sending it to Congress today, a budget blueprint for the next fiscal year that aims to reduce the deficit, spend more on the military and law enforcement, and also increase spending on social programs funded in part by a new tax the Republican Senate leader's already called harebrained. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the White House.
And President Biden's spending proposal includes a new billionaire's tax, ensuring in any given year those with more than $100 million in income pay at least a 20% federal tax rate. The plan also includes increasing the corporate tax rate to 28%. White House economists project the budget plan would cut deficits by more than $1 trillion over 10 years. Budgets from the president aren't non-binding, generally just serve as a request to Congress and an outline of legislative priorities. Dave.
Chair, the White House has been urging Congress to approve new COVID funding. This is the FDA and CDC could this week approve yet another vaccine booster shot for Americans 50 and older.
Right now, it looks like if they approve the second booster dose, the wording will not be this strong recommendation for it, rather than making the shots available. But there is a concern whether there's going to be enough funding to make these boosters free for people.
Fox's Jonathan Sarey. COVID cases in the U.S. rose slightly last week after dropping 9 weeks in a row from the record Omicron wave of infections. They'll try again this week to find peace in Ukraine as Russia keeps up the attacks for a 33rd day.
Talks so far have yielded no solution. Towns across the country have been reduced to ruins. Thousands are dead and more than 10 million people are out of their homes across Ukraine. The search for victims continues in Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. As crews comb through the rubble, residents spent the weekend sleeping in the subway station for safety.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We mentioned COVID's slight rise back up here in the U.S. earlier. An outbreak in China has put another city there on lockdown.
China's financial district and surrounding area with 26 million people dealing with new rules in effect through Friday with citywide mass testing. This time, it's a new outbreak of the COVID-19 Omicron variant that is a national problem. People living in quarantined cities and regions must stay home, and deliveries will be left at checkpoints to ensure there is no contact with the outside world. Offices and all businesses not considered essential will be closed and public transport suspended. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Oscars haven't gotten this much buzz in years, but it had nothing to do with the movies or the awards.
Oh, wow! Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
That was right on stage. He was angry what Chris Rock said about his wife, Jada, and then when Will Smith sat back down, he shouted,
"Keep my wife's name out your mouth!"
Audio courtesy of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and ABC. Smith was apparently set off by Rock's joke about Pinkett Smith's shaved head, something that she has been open about because of her alopecia diagnosis, an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. Smith would later apologize to the Academy for the incident while accepting his first Oscar for Best Actor in King Richard. The LAPD said that Rock refused to file charges. Mike Unselman, Fox News.
All that drama has completely overshadowed the winner of the night's biggest Oscar, CODA, Best Picture.
You guys have made such a wonderful and loving family on screen, but also off screen. and everybody want to be a part of it.
CODA's producer Fabrice Gianfermi. Jessica Chastain won the Best Actress Academy Award for her role in The Eyes of Tammy Faye. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 157 points, but the NASDAQ is gaining 50. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.